Good morning, no afternoon actually. This is Cameron King
and Gillian Lambie.
Currently embarking on our final day in Perth and Kinrosshire. Just had a shower, feeling fresh despite all my clothes reeking of smoke from the bonfire, that is. Actually, coming to think of it, we did have a bit of a fire last night, but I'll let Gillian tell you what actually happened.
Well, the first night when we made a fire, Cameron made it. And it was wonderful and brilliant and a big, nice, warm fire. Last night, Cameron forgot to scoop out all the stuff from last night.
Charcoal
debris, from last night. And then made Gillian make a fire on top of that, which failed.
You're referring to yourself in third person. That's a bit weird.
Yeah. Cameron also stuck a mop in it, which didn't work out well because it was coated and stuff and the flames were going blue and then going out. So... well done, Cameron, for that effort. Well done.
That's balls, man. Anyway, yeah. Well, I suppose coming from Liverpool does have an advantage. You can build bonfires.
From like the age of 8 or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Setting fire to bins and stuff.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about Cameron this holiday.
Yeah, because it's like Rambo in the woods. Boom!
But anyway, Cameron, where are we right now?
We're currently walking east.
Through the Blair Castle
Estate. We're walking east through the Blair Castle Estate, which is very nice. Highly recommended. Bit pricey though. £20 to look at a garden? I don't think so.
And you can just jump the fence.
Exactly. I was going to say that, but I was like, nah, that'll be something I'd say anyway.
Yes. So what are we going to do now?
We're walking, waiting.
Into the village of Blair Athol.
Blair Athol, aye. Which is approximately home to about 750 people, according to Wikipedia, which I will change later on today.
But it looks like 7 people live there.
Yeah. 0.5. Oh, here, by the way, me and Gillian, who live in Glasgow, where, you know, you can get public transport sort of on a regular basis, subway every sort of 5-10 minutes, buses every 10-20 minutes, trains, so on, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we got the 10 o'clock bus... from Pitlochry.
Who waited on us because we never got there till just after 10.
Yeah, there was no passengers on the bus, so he's just waiting there, and then we got on. Told him we were going to Blair Athol. We pull into Blair Athol, slowly driving through the village, and he's like, oh, he's wanting dropped off at the campsite. And I shouted, castle. So he just does like a sharp right turn, so it felt like in yes. my head. And drove through the...
the estate.
Yeah.
Right up to the castle front doors.
Aye, and let us on our way.
It was the coolest thing ever. It was like a film.
£170 for a private taxi bus. Highly recommended.
Highly recommended. But the downside to transport out here is that we have to wait 2 hours now for a train to get back home.
Yeah. Well, when we get back to Glasgow though, burritos all round. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been missing my daily dose of Mexican food. Well, apart from last night, where we sampled some of the finest cuisine. Local cuisine. So I started off with some haggis, then I went on to chicken fajitas. Yum.
Yay.
Yeah. So I think that's all from us just now. We're heading towards the watermill in Blair Athol for some scran, see what's going down, and to have a look at this mill.
Yep.
I think that's it.
Sounds good to me, Cameron. Yeah.
So this is Cameron King signing out with...
Gillian Lambie.
Goodbye.